We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. /StarRewards.
It's the Memphis Italian Festival, May 31st through June 2nd at Marquette Park. Enjoy great Italian food, family fun, music, and more. Visit the food court, Piazza di Pasta, for all of your favorite Italian fare. Check out the grape stomping, pizza dough tossing, bocce, arts and crafts. And don't miss Starship featuring Mickey Thomas Saturday night. Enjoy free parking and shuttle at Autobahn Park Business Campus. Brought to you by Chuck Hutton Chevrolet and sponsored by Old Dominic Distillery and Pickler Wealth Advisors. MemphisItalianFestival.com for more info. The Memphis Italian Festival. Come be Italian with us.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Wood, we love it. Unfortunately, so do termites. When's the last time you had your home checked? For all you know, the only thing keeping your house together is a bunch of termites holding hands. Call Allied Termite and Pest today, 901-754-0454.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com. T-A-K-L. com.
National contest, data message rates apply. It's Pennies from Heaven.
Am I playing again?
Now, another Pennies from Heaven $1,000 winner. The Penny Payoff. Every hour, 7 till 7 weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Text the word YOUNG, Y-O-U-N-G, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right now. You've got 58 minutes to do it. Text the word YOUNG. Y-O-U-N-G to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 the Pennies from Heaven contest. Text YOUNG to 72881. Got another text word coming up at 5 o'clock.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
My name is Gary Parish. Brad Carson is in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions. And I hope you'll allow me to discuss the NBA draft for a few minutes here in a minute, because there are some reports that are Grizz related from the weekend. I'll tell you what they are. Momentarily tell you exactly how I'd handle the Grizzlies draft at this moment at least. But first, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25. Penny Hardaway is the head coach of University of Memphis men's basketball program. Been on the job now basically 2 months. We're going to catch up with Penny in about 20 minutes. Penny Hardaway will be here with me on 92.9 FM ESPN. When I finish that segment, I'll do four notable stories, 444, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Golden State Warriors, led by a foul-mouthed Steph Curry, humiliated the Houston Rockets last night. Final score, 125-80.
Whoa.
Five? What? 40, yeah. 80, whatever it was. 84. It was a 41-point victory.
Beat their ass.
Steph finished with 35 points, and one F word. We're going to get into that at 4:44. The fastest pitch ever recorded, a 105.1-mile-per-hour fastball thrown yesterday at Busch Stadium. It came from the arm of a 21-year-old. We're going to get into that a little later on this hour. A man was drinking double vodka tonics on a flight from Denver to Charleston this weekend. Got super-duper drunk, a little touchy. Woman objected. Then he whipped out his ding-a-ling and urinated on the seat in front of him. That's a hell of a story. We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Johnny Manziel is a professional football player. Again, signed a contract to play in the CFL for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And if he's going to start for the Tiger Cats, he's going to have to beat out a former Ole Miss quarterback. Tell you about that during Four Notable Stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then at 5:30, I'll get you ready for Game 4, Cavs, Celtics. Then we'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to. But I want to start with the NBA draft because there are a few recent reports that might offer a glimpse at what the Grizzlies might do as we approach next month's 2018 NBA draft, because this is something we've been talking about a lot on this station, really ever since the Grizzlies went into tank mode, but especially once the lottery order was set last week, and we found out that the Grizzlies are slotted to pick fourth in the 2018 NBA draft. Here's the pertinent information from the weekend from a couple of reputable reporters. There's really three things. One is the Ringer's Kevin O'Connor was reported that, contrary to recent reports, and I believe that was a Sporting News report last week, the Grizzlies are not, I repeat, not looking to trade down. Secondly, Kevin O'Connor also reports that the Grizzlies are the only franchise, and I thought this was interesting, the only franchise picking in the top eight that did not request a meeting with Mohamed Bamba at the Combine last week. And then third, ESPN's Jonathan Givony is reporting that the Suns, Kings, and Hawks might all actually pass on Luka Doncic, which would have him available, theoretically, at number four when the Grizzlies pick. So let's take these reports one by one. Again, the first one, Kevin O'Connor reporting that, contrary to recent reports, the Grizzlies are not looking to trade down. I'm happy to hear that. Because first things first, if you're going to go into tank mode and put yourself in a position where you're guaranteed to pick in the top five. And then after the lottery set, you know you're picking fourth. And most people do believe that there's at least a prospect with star potential at four. We can disagree on who that guy is, but people think that, you know, this draft might not have a LeBron James, definitely doesn't have a LeBron James or Anthony Davis type prospect at the top, but there is depth in the lottery. And in the top four, you can get a potential star. In fact, Chris Wallace has seemed to suggest, general manager of the Memphis Grizzlies, that that as long as they were in the top four, they felt like, you know, they were where they wanted to be, that there's star potential in the top four. I don't want to trade out of that. And I sure don't want to trade out of it before draft night, before I'm actually on the clock, before I know who's going to be available at four. Because the worst thing you could possibly do is a month, or a week, or an hour outside of the 2018 NBA draft, decide to move down from four because you don't think the guy you prioritize is going to be available at four. And then who knows what happens? We're surprised by the draft every year, and suddenly that guy is available at four. Why did you move down? So there's been a lot of talk, and I've got people asking me on Twitter, like, if you were the Grizzlies, would you move down? There is a scenario under which I would move down, but it would not happen until draft night. It would not happen until I know exactly what it is I'm trading out of. In other words, if I prioritize Marvin Bagley, if Marvin Bagley's not there at four, maybe I would look to trade down. But if Marvin Bagley's available at four, no chance I'm moving out of that spot. And it doesn't have to be Marvin Bagley. It could be anybody. It could be Luka Doncic. It could be Jaren Jackson. Whatever the front office prioritizes, you just don't make a move like that, in my opinion, unless the other franchise blows you away with an offer. You don't make a move like that until you know exactly what you're trading out of. So the idea that, according to Kevin O'Connor, the Grizzlies aren't looking at this moment to trade down, that's good news for my ears. It should be good news for yours if you care about that franchise. Secondly, he reports that the Grizzlies are the only franchise in the top eight that did not request a meeting with Mohamed Bamba. What that tells me is it reinforces the first point, which is they're not looking to trade down. Because if you were looking to trade down, you would want to meet with Mohamed Bamba. Because you might be of the opinion, we're not taking, if we're picking fourth, there is literally no scenario of players coming off the board that leads us to selecting Mohamed Bamba. He's just not,
interesting.
He will never be best available prospect on our board, no matter what the three teams in front of us do. If Ayton, Doncic, Bagley comes off the board, one, two, three, we're not taking Mohamed Bamba at four. If it's Ayton Jackson Bagley, we're not taking Mohamed Bamba at four. There's no scenario under which we're taking Mohamed Bamba at four, so we're not going to meet with him. What is the point?
Mm-hmm.
That is only a sensible approach if you're not planning on trading down, because what you might not want to do at four, you could be willing to do at 7 or 8 or 10 or wherever, at which point you would want to meet.
Yeah, you'd,
but
he's in that range.
It seems to suggest that they're not planning on picking any lower than 4 because they're not. Otherwise, you would meet with Mohamed Bamba.
Yeah.
So really, those are two separate reports from Kevin O'Connor, the second of which reinforces the first one. The Grizzlies aren't planning to move down, proof being that, or evidence being that they didn't choose to meet with Mohamed Bamba. And by the way, I agree with that philosophy, with that approach. There is no scenario, if I were running the Memphis Grizzlies, that I would take Mohamed Bamba at 4. I might take him at 5.
Yeah.
I might take him at 6
later.
But there is no way, no matter what Phoenix, Sacramento, and Atlanta do, there's no way in my mind that I would pick Mohamed Bamba there. I might pick him 1 slot lower, 2 slots lower, 3 slots lower, but I'm not picking him at 4.
Yeah.
So if the Grizzlies have decided we're picking 4th and he's not going to be the guy, then there's no point in meeting with him. Fine with me. And then the third report, it comes from Jonathan Givony, who we had on recently. And he's reporting that the Suns, Kings, and Hawks might all pass on Luka Doncic, which would obviously, if it went that way, make him available at number 4 when the Grizzlies pick, which I assume, based on conversations I've had, would be exciting news for the Grizzlies front office.
Mm-hmm.
If they could somehow draft Luka Doncic at 4, I think they'd be happy to do that. What this does do, though, this report, and keep in mind, I bring these reports up because they come from reputable guys.
Yeah, good guys.
Kevin O'Connor is a reputable reporter. Jonathan Givony covers the NBA draft annually, as well as, if not better than, everybody in the world. And so these are real reports from real people with real track records and who work for reputable media outlets. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily true. There's a lot of misinformation this time of the year leading up to every draft. NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, probably the WNBA, although I don't follow it as closely. So I don't doubt that Jonathan has heard that. You can be skeptical whether that's true or not if you want, but either way, it is a reputable report from a reputable reporter. And it does switch up a little bit the scenarios that I had laid out last week, because one of the things I had said consistently is that one way or another, in some order, I just don't believe it for DeAndre Ayton and Luka Doncic are going to be available.
Yeah.
That Marvin Bagley may or may not be available. Jaren Jackson may or may not be available. But I'm pretty certain that DeAndre Ayton and Luka Doncic, one way or another, are not going to be available.
Mm.
And now here's Jonathan Givony reporting that might not actually be true. It seems clear to everybody DeAndre Ayton is available at 4 under no circumstances, and I agree with that. But according to Jonathan's report, there's at least a scenario where Luka Doncic is not picked 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, which makes him available at number 4, which means I've readjusted how I would handle this Grizzlies draft, at least on May 21st, if I were running this Grizzlies draft. Again, I personally think that when the Grizzlies pick 4th, that Ayton and Doncic are both going to be off the board. I would predict that. But Jonathan Givony has at least reported there's a possibility that he's not. So let's run through the scenarios. And I'll make this as simple as possible because people keep asking me, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter, what would you do? Well, what would you do at number 1 is an easy question to answer. You just say, I would take the guy, because you got pick of whoever
you want. Who's number 1 on your board?
When you're picking 4th, what would you do is not as simple to answer, because you don't know what's going to happen at 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
You can guess, but that's all you're doing is guessing at this point. So it's not a clear-cut what would you do. It's what would you do if this happened, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the scenarios now on May 21st. If I were running that franchise, the way I would handle this draft. Again, there's no way Ayton's available.
Nope.
At 4. He's just not going to be. He's probably going number 1.
Right.
And I'll be surprised if he doesn't go number 1. But if he doesn't go 1, he's going 2. And if he doesn't go 2, he's going 3. He's not going to be available at 4.
Okay.
Number 1 option is, if for any reason whatsoever, Marvin Bagley drops to number 4, I'm taking Marvin Bagley.
Okay.
I don't care if Luka Doncic is available. In other words, if there's a scenario where it's DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson, Mohamed Bamba off the board, 1, 2, 3. Again, this isn't likely, but it is the scenario that I'm discussing.
Right.
And Bagley and Doncic are both on the board, I'm taking Marvin Bagley.
Wow. You love him.
If Bagley's available, to me, we stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who else is available. I'm taking Marvin Bagley fourth if he's available to me.
Oh.
Now let's pretend that he's off the board.
Okay.
Somebody has taken him in the top three. So we know Ayton's gone for sure, and we know that Bagley's gone for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're down to option two. And in that situation, if Ayton and Bagley are both off the board, but Michael Porter Jr. is available, and my doctors have cleared him and reassured me that we're risking nothing, then I'm taking Michael Porter Jr. at number four, no matter who else is available. If Bagley's off the board, and we're assuming Ayton's off the board as well, if my doctors clear me to take Michael Porter Jr. and they assure me, in their opinion, after having access to everything they need to have access to, that there's no long-term risk, that we're getting the guy at four that some people thought this time a year ago would be the number one pick in the draft, who's a perfect forward for the modern NBA, 6'10", super aggressive, scores at all levels, projects as a big-time scorer in the NBA level. If a year ago somebody told you Michael Porter Jr. will one day be a scoring champion, that would not have been a crazy thing. Last week, Michael Porter Jr. at the Combine said, I've played against all these guys. They're all great. I'm the best. When you saw him last summer, he very much projected that way. If Ayton and Bagley are off the board, and my doctors have cleared me for Michael Porter Jr. at four, and he's available, they've assured me we're risking nothing. That we're risking nothing more drafting Michael Porter Jr. than we would be drafting Trae Young or Jaren Jackson or anybody else. I'm then taking Michael Porter Jr. at number four.
Makes sense.
Now scenario number three. Ayton and Bagley are both off the board. My doctors have red flagged Michael Porter Jr. But Luka Doncic is somehow still available. So the top three would have to be some order of Ayton, Bagley, and let's just say for the sake of the conversation, Jaren Jackson. So Michael Porter Jr. is still available.
Okay.
Luka Doncic is still available. But my doctors have red flagged Michael Porter Jr. They just said you do not want to go that direction.
Right.
Then I'm taking Luka Doncic.
Okay.
At four, and I'm happy. So the first three options here are all things that I'm pleased with.
Yeah.
One is I get Marvin Bagley at four. Another is I get a healthy and clean medical slate Michael Porter Jr. at four.
Yep.
The other is I get Luka Doncic at four.
These are all good.
And then there's the nightmare scenario, at least from my perspective. And I'm willing to acknowledge this is not a nightmare for everybody.
Right, right.
And it's probably not even a nightmare for the Grizzlies front office.
Mm-hmm.
People have different opinions on these things. This is just mine.
Yep.
My nightmare option is this. That Ayton, Doncic, and Bagley go off the board 1, 2, 3 in some order.
Okay.
And my doctors have red flagged Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
That's the worst case scenario for me. Because then I'm picking somebody I don't actually have a real conviction about. There are prospects I like there, but it's not great. That's to me is my nightmare scenario for the Memphis Grizzlies is that the top three players off the board in some order are Ayton, Bagley, Doncic, all of whom I like. And my doctors have red flagged Michael Porter Jr., who I also like. Now I'm picking fourth, but I'm not picking any of those players. They're either off the board or unavailable to me per doctor's orders. And then I think I'm taking either Jaren Jackson or Trae Young and crossing my fingers.
Yeah.
Because they both have star potential for different reasons, but you could also see how either of them don't turn into what you would like to be spending a top four pick on. You know, Jaren Jackson has a lot of stuff that projects a star. He also was a completely whatever college basketball player.
Yeah.
Trae Young has a lot of stuff that projects a star.
Can fill it up.
But he's also little bitty.
Right.
Built in a way that superstars in the NBA aren't usually built. And he did when teams got more physical with him.
throughout January, February, and March, things got a little more difficult for him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the physicality goes up another level when you start playing against the best athletes, the biggest, strongest, fastest, most athletic guys in the world, 82 games a year. I like both. I can see stardom for both, but I can also see where both end up as mistakes if you spend top five picks on them. And so that's where we're at. I really don't think at this point there's any option outside of that that needs to be covered, at least from my perspective. Your perspective could be something totally different. The Grizzlies front office perspective, I'm confident, is totally different. And that's okay.
I like it.
Nobody ever has this stuff figured out completely. A month before the draft, an hour before the draft, while the draft's happening. Otherwise, for the millionth time, Jason Tatum never goes third in last year's draft, and Donovan Mitchell never goes 13th. If everybody knew exactly what they were doing and you could, there was really a way to just pinpoint this stuff, Jason Tatum doesn't go 3, and Donovan Mitchell sure as hell doesn't go 13th. In some order, they go 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've talked about it last week. When it comes to the NBA draft, I have opinions about things, but then I'm also willing to say, and I could be wrong.
Right.
Because people are wrong about this all the time. And I don't mean just media members. The men who run NBA franchises are wrong about this
a lot.
All the time.
Right.
So usually when I have an opinion about something, I've thought it through,
yep.
I've worked it out, and I say, this is what I think about this, and you probably aren't going to be able to move me off of that opinion or get me to acknowledge that there's a window where I might be wrong because I've thought it through from every angle. When you start talking about draft, you better leave yourself some wiggle room to just say, you know what, and I could be wrong. So I say, you know what, I could be wrong about this, but that's the way I would do it. My first option is if Marvin Bagley drops to me, I'm taking him, no matter what, and we're happy. If for some reason Ayton and Bagley are both off the table to me at number 4, but Michael Porter Jr. is on the table and my doctors have cleared him, I'm taking him. If Ayton and Bagley are both off the board at 4 and my doctors have red flagged Michael Porter Jr., I'm taking Luka Doncic if he's available for some reason. And if Ayton, Bagley, and Doncic are all off the board, and Michael Porter Jr. has been red flagged by my doctors, then I'm picking between Jaren Jackson and Trae Young. That's the Grizzlies' whole draft, or at least the first round. We'll get into the second round later on. We'll talk about this with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. But when we come back, Penny Hardaway is the head coach of the University of Memphis men's basketball program. He's going to join me right after this break.
Control freak? Nope, not me. I mean, sure, I think spontaneity is overrated. And I hate when the gas pump stops at $20.01. But as long as things go exactly how I want them to, I'm totally flexible. That's why I love how Regions Lock It lets me lock my Regions personal cards when and how I want to with just the touch of a button. So, say I want to control when I shop online. I can keep my cards locked until I'm ready to purchase and lock them back when I'm done. Or, if I don't use my credit card at ATMs, I can lock it. And if I rarely use my now prepaid card in stores, well, you can see where I'm going with this. Regions Lock It puts me in complete control. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's pretty awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lock It. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Memphis weather can be unpredictable, from extreme cold to severe storms to tornadic winds, so perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. My name's Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers from damage due to unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company and get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if it's legit, and I'm telling you, it's legit. You can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs, and you can call him at 901-870-0186. That's 870-0186. Danny's company is the best in the Mid-South, evidence being that it has won the Memphis Most Award in the category of Best Roofing Contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable, and now they're waiting for your call, so call them. 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions. And they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years. So we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. Online at CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Memphis has been celebrating all month and enjoying everything that makes this city special. We just welcome the whole world into our backyard to cook out, but now it's time for us to grill up a Memphis original. So we're kicking off grilling season with Memorial Day weekend, and this is Gary Parrish telling you nothing sets you up for the perfect party like a fresh, hand-cut steak from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know Folks Folly, right? The original Memphis Steakhouse. They serve incredible steaks every night, but what you might not realize is that you can have those very same steaks in your own backyard, as well as their ground sirloin, crab legs, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly want for a delicious cookout with friends and family. It's all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, right next door to Folks Folly. And it's so good, in fact, that Humphrey's staff is going to take off Memorial Day so they can enjoy it as well. So you need to take some time before the holiday to stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall. The same address as Folks Folly. Or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast and almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercuts stylists pay attention to every detail so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready.
Check out our newest location at 5224 Airline Road in Arlington, or log on to supercuts.com to find a location near you.
There's savings, and then there's big savings. The kind of savings you can always find at your neighborhood Kroger, with low prices and delicious choices, plus personalized coupons and click list to help you shop and save anytime from anywhere, so you get more for less at Kroger.
Say hello to new low prices and weekly sale prices, too. Like T-bone steaks for just $6.99 a pound with your Plus card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Memphis Grown and family-owned Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Are you looking to join a great company? The Memphis Business Journal called Best Care one of the fastest-growing heating, air, and plumbing companies in Memphis, and we're looking to add a few more to our team. We currently have immediate openings for HVAC techs and plumbers. We offer full benefits, competitive pay, and a sign-on bonus. Apply today at bestcaretn.com. That's bestcaretn.com.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in this market, the Memphis market, that person is Josh Hysaw. A lot of you have been hearing me talk about Josh Hysaw for years. One such person is Dorothy. She had a home here in Memphis, needed to get it sold. She listed it with Josh and his team. They got 31 showings and sold it for a little more than $6,000 above the asking price. He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold fast and for more money than the average agent. What he does is help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers, and then he goes to work. And if you can't sell your home at that agreed-upon price within 45 days, Josh Hysaw will make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. So if you're trying to sell a home in the Memphis market, use the man I would use. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Taste some of the best Cajun food in the city with today's Perks deal. Half off $20 toward lunch or dinner at the Bluff on Highland. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself. And with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level. Eskins King and Marty, that's Bradley Eskins, James King, and Sam Marty. They're in Memphis, and they provide expert legal representation in a way that makes you comfortable, because you're going to be able to trust somebody's on your side and finding solutions to the problems that you're facing, including problems that you might run into during Memphis in May. I saw one picture of a car that was in a place where cars aren't supposed to be. I'm assuming that person ran into some legal problems. If they needed help, they could have gotten in touch with Eskins King and Marty. You can reach them at 528-8888, 901-528-8888. You can call them day or night, and they'll be anxious to help you if, again, you run into any sort of problem that you might run into during Memphis in May, specifically public intoxication, simple possession, if you are silly enough and wrong enough and irresponsible enough to get behind the wheel of a car when you shouldn't be. They can help you with that as well. Eskins, King, and Marty, 528-8888, 528-8888. They're on the web, EskinsKing.com.
This is a commercial for Advantage Multi for dogs. Imidacloprid plus moxidectin. That was an elephant. Why is an elephant on a commercial for Advantage Multi? Because an elephant would never forget to give heartworm prevention on the exact same day every month. But you might. Life happens. Fortunately, Advantage Multi forgives if you forget. Heartworm prevention given on the same day every 30 days prevents baby worms from growing into foot-long adults that can live in your dog's heart. With Advantage Multi, if you forget and go over 30 days between treatments, just treat immediately and resume your monthly schedule. Advantage Multi forgives if you forget. Ask your veterinarian or go to AdvantageMulti.com to learn more. Advantage Multi is available only from a licensed veterinarian. Warning, do not administer this product orally. For the first 30 minutes after application, ensure that dogs cannot lick the product from application sites on themselves or other treated animals. Children should not come in contact with the application sites for 2 hours after application. Do not use Advantage Multi for dogs on cats.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered three times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Brad Carr?
It's so smooth you can drink it all weekend at Barbecue Fest.
It's so smooth you can drink it all weekend at Barbecue Fest. And feel fine when it's time to get back into real life. New Amsterdam Vodka is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America, with the help of listeners of the Gary Parrish Show. I think primarily, you don't mind me saying, because the listeners of the Gary Parrish Show, we turn Memphis into the number one New Amsterdam market per capita in the entire country. That's quite an achievement. Very proud of that. You got flavored vodka as well. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. Try one, try them all. Just next time you're in a liquor store, bar, restaurant, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Penny Hardaway is a former consensus first-team All-American at Memphis, first-team All-NBA guard with the Orlando Magic, and he's now, of course, head coach of the University of Memphis Tigers. Been on the job only about 2 months, but he's already secured commitments from four top 150 prospects, three of whom are from Memphis, and he's going to be hosting camps on campus throughout the month of June. The first one is a team camp. That starts June 5th. Then there are two different day camps and an elite camp as well. For information on all of that, go to PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com. That's PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com. And Penny Hardaway joins me now. Penny, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Everything's all right. I appreciate you being here. And like I said, 2 months on the job. Has it flown by, or have you settled in? Have you had a chance to catch your breath yet?
Yeah, I'm finally able to catch my breath right now in the month of May. The month of May is kind of slow for us, and it starts back up again in June and July. So getting a chance to exhale a little bit in May.
You obviously get the job and very quickly secure commitments from relevant recruits, both in this market but also outside of this market. Like I said, commitments right now from four top 150 kids, according to 24/7 Sports composite rankings, three with Memphis connections, one outside of the city, three in the class of 2018, one in the class of 2019. As it relates specifically to recruiting, has it gone as well as you thought? Has it been easier, more difficult? What have you learned 2 months on the job doing that part of the job?
Well, it's actually been more difficult because we got into the game late, and it was understood that, you know, when we got into the job that everyone had already had their relationships built with different colleges and different coaches, and we were coming in late. So I guess not to be so tough on ourselves, if we still got the job done, but it wasn't as easy as we thought it would have been. Not saying the guys were supposed to jump at the opportunity, but when we got in late, the relationships were already built. So what we were able to do with a short period of time was really good as well.
It's interesting to hear you express a bit of disappointment about how recruiting has gone, because here's the truth, and I was talking about this with one of my colleagues at CBS Sports last week. You still secured a top 30 recruiting class in America, and when you combine that with just enthusiasm around the program, season ticket sales, donations, I think you could reasonably say this, in fact, accurately say this. No other coach who's hired in a new job this offseason, and I say this with all due respect to everybody involved, Jeff Capel at Pitt, Chris Mack at Louisville, Dan Hurley at UConn, I don't think anybody has accomplished more in the first 2 months on the job than you have in these first 2 months on this job, and yet you still don't seem satisfied at all.
No. Don't take that wrong, Gary. I apologize if it came across that way, because the kids that we got
are the
kids that we wanted.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we got some really good talent. I'm not upset or really disappointed. It's just we went out to some kids early.
Right.
And, you know, that didn't work, and that was it. But as far as the kids that we got, we're ecstatic. We're totally excited about the kids that we're bringing to the program. I mean, we're excited about that. It's just it wasn't as easy, you know, when we first got in because of the reasoning, because they had already – most of the kids had already built relationships with other schools.
I guess my larger point was just the ambition here. You are, by all accounts, from people in this market but also outside of this market, absolutely killing it so far, and yet your goals are so much higher that the ambition is impressive. That's the larger point I was trying to make. I'm talking to Penny Hardaway here, University of Memphis men's basketball coach. Let me ask you about this, because for about 2 months, everything you've done has been news, has created conversation. We've done segments on this radio station about you wearing a hat at an EYBL event, about your Mercedes-Benz Sprint. Has that been weird at all, that everything you do becomes a massive positive topic of conversation?
Yeah, it's been a little weird, but it's actually been fun. It's been fun because, you know, I'm enjoying just the energy of the city. You know, I'm enjoying that the people are happy and are really anticipating, you know, what's upcoming and what's coming next. And so everything that's going on and with the energy of the city, the positivity, everything that goes along with that, that comes along with my name, that can make people smile or get excited about it, man, I just count that all joy. It's been fun. It's been weird because I'm so used to being here. I've been the coach at Lester Middle School and the coach at East High School for the last 8 years. And then now to be the head coach of the University of Memphis, it just exploded and went into another direction. But, you know, it's been fun. It's been lots of fun.
Talking to Penny Hardaway here, Memphis basketball coach on 92.9 FM ESPN. You're 46 years old. I would argue you've been famous in this city for 30 years and been famous worldwide for probably 27 years. And I'm just curious, when you walk around the city now, you've always been Penny Hardaway anywhere you've gone. But is it different, Penny Hardaway, Memphis basketball coach? Do people react differently to you now?
Yes. It's weird. Like I said, I've been here. I've been retired since 2008. I've been in Memphis. And people see me, and they would talk to me, and they would, you know, they would speak, but it wouldn't be the same energy that it has now being the head coach at the university because of everything that's gone into the movement and getting the job and the energy of the city. Like I keep saying, everybody's so excited and everybody wanted to get back to that promise that Cal kind of left us. You know, he had us on top of the world when he was here with all the talent that he brought in and winning and expecting to win. I think one fan explained it to me, you know, we've always been Tiger fans, But it's different when you know you're going to win versus not knowing you're going to win. And that's the atmosphere I want to have around the city again.
And you have already suggested that you expect to be at or near the top of the American Athletic Conference in year one. You acknowledge that what Mick Cronin has done at Cincinnati is incredibly impressive. Greg Marshall is Greg Marshall. Dan Hurley should have UConn respectable again. But you've assembled a roster that is going to give you, I think, a realistic chance at that. How optimistic are you that the NCAA tournament is something Memphis is going to be in next March?
Well, I'm very optimistic. You know, our schedule, we have a really good out-of-conference schedule. And then, of course, our conference is tough enough. We only had a couple hiccups last year in the conference with, you know, South Florida and East Carolina. Those teams, they're going to get better this year. But honestly, when I went to the head coaches meeting in Phoenix, we have a really impressive group of coaches in this conference. So it's not like it's a small conference, but I'm very optimistic that with the talent that we have and our coaching staff and what we're going to do with our guys here on the offensive end and the defensive end, that we can compete for the title next year. And that's not any disrespect for anybody else. That's just, you know, I'm Memphis made, and that's just how we think. We don't settle for second. You don't just settle for maybe next year. No, it's right now, and that's what we're fighting for.
I'm talking to Penny Hardaway here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You mentioned being at the coaches' meetings in Phoenix. You've also been out on the circuit. You've gone in a matter of months from somebody these coaches were trying to recruit from to somebody who is now recruiting against these coaches. How have those relationships changed? How have you been treated when you're around other Division I college basketball coaches?
Man, for the majority of the coaches, it's been nothing but positivity, saying positive things, whether they mean it or not.
Right.
You know, they feel the positive energy comes off. You can see a few guys that are like, hey, I'm not falling for the NBA in college type of deal. You're going to have to show me first. You were a great player, or you guys were great players, you and Mike, but college is different, and you're going to have some skepticism, but that's it. I mean, people are going to be skeptical, but for the most part, large majority of the coaches have been, like, positive and shaking our hands and saying that we're going to kill it and being positive.
I'm talking to Penny Hardaway here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Mike Miller was on this station last week, and he said that Memphis Madness is going to be absolutely bananas. How much thought have you put into that already, or is that still a little ways down the road?
It was two things that I wanted to do when I first took over the head coaching job, and that was to make Memphis Madness a priority and make that be the statement of what the season is going to be. And number two was getting the student section back into the arena so that we can have a legit student section. So Memphis Madness was number one because that's how you show your recruits in the city what you're going to really explode into going into the season. So Mike Miller was right. We're trying to make Memphis Madness the best that it's ever been and even larger than that.
It's funny you mentioned the student section because I believe the first time I ever spent my own money to buy a ticket to an event was to buy tickets to go to the Pyramid to watch you play and be in the student section at the so-called Tomb of Doom. And, like, that was as good in those years as anything you see at Cameron Indoor, as anything you see at Kansas, as anything you see anywhere. What's the key to getting that back? How do you connect with the students on campus now to get them to make it look more like it looked when you were playing?
Well, you have to give them what they deserve, and you have to give them the attention. You have to let them know that they are very important to you and that that they're needed. They are really needed. I've seen a ton of students on campus and the restaurants around campus, and they're all excited. And I say the same thing to every one of them. Hey, we need to get you guys together. We're going to get all of the students that we can together and, you know, and talk to them about, you know, coming to the games. We're going to actually have a contest, and we're talking about this in a meeting last week about what do we want to name the student section, because we need to give the student section an identity and a name, and we might almost bring back wooden bleachers.
Okay.
Or some situation in the FedEx Forum to let them know, hey, this is their area, because we're going to need that student section to be live. I mean, it's going to have to be energy live, the deciding factor. Not that the other fans aren't going to be, but you got to make your students feel like they're a huge part of your team, and that's what we want to do.
I'm wrapping up here with Penny Hardaway, University of Memphis head coach on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, and it's a little off topic, but it's what we've been talking about in this market since the lottery was set. You have a unique perspective on a lot of these prospects who are in this draft because you coached against them on the EYBL circuit. You've been against Marvin Bagley. You've seen Michael Porter. You've seen Trey Young. Is there a guy that you remember from the grassroots level that you can envision being a star either in Memphis or somewhere else? Who is Penny Hardaway's favorite prospect in the 2018 NBA draft?
Well, those two guys that you named, Marvin Bagley and Michael Porter. I know Michael Porter got derailed by a back injury, but him healthy, I saw him at the height of his, you know, high school career when he was healthy. That kid, if he comes healthy, he's second to no one. And the same thing with Marvin Bagley. I've been watching him since he was in sixth grade. He's been dominating on that level since sixth grade all the way up. So those two guys, I feel like they can come to this level and do the same exact thing.
That's interesting. That's Penny Hardaway, head coach, University of Memphis. Remember, the Penny Hardaway basketball camps, they start next month. June 5th is a team camp. Then they've got two different day camps and elite camp. And if your team or your child wants to be involved, go to the website, get all the information, PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com. That's PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com. Penny, I know how busy you are. I appreciate you carving out a few minutes, and I'll see you real soon.
Oh, thanks, Gary. I really appreciate it.
All right. Penny Hardaway here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Interesting that
wow.
Whether they come back with wooden bleachers or not to sort of create this what a traditional right. student section might look like
right.
if you're at Cameron Indoor or Allen Fieldhouse. Whatever. What I can appreciate about that is that they're in a meeting thinking.
They're thinking about that.
They're in a meeting thinking right. about things. How do we get students back
right.
on
enthusiasm?
How do we get students yeah. downtown?
Right.
How do we get students to care?
Yep.
How do we get our student section to look like what it used to look?
Right.
Let's just think. Let's just think. Let's just
madness
think.
And
try
students,
to connect.
Yeah.
Try to connect. What can we do to connect? Right. It's just meetings that I don't know how often those types of meetings were going on recently.
Right.
I'll just leave it at that.
Got you.
But when you are not only out there, you know, running a basketball program, but recruiting, right. and then also trying to imagine ways to get that building downtown looking the way it ought to look to create not only a great home court advantage on game day or game night,
mm-hmm.
but also to create an image that is attractive to 16 and 17-year-old basketball prospects. Because here's the truth. When you are recruiting heads up against Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
Duke, Kansas, programs like that, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
These kids bounce around from one campus to the next. They're with you 1 week, and they're with John Calipari the next.
Right.
They're with Bill Self the next. They're with Roy Williams the next. And if your building looks a certain way, and those buildings don't, that does have an impact.
Sure.
It absolutely does. And so Penny, should be no surprise, understands that and understands that among the keys to, hey, just creating a fun game day experience, mm-hmm. but also creating an environment that is attractive for five-star prospects, the types that he is targeting, prioritizing.
Yeah.
You've got to make the student section, you've got to make it
yeah.
poppin. You've got to have
yeah.
the building poppin. And the idea that in addition to doing all of the other things that he's doing, he seems to be taking meetings about that and thinking about that and brainstorming about that, I think is another good sign. Penny Hardaway here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And if you want to go check that website about the camps, PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com, PennyHardawayBasketballCamp.com. When we come back, Golden State Warriors blew out, humiliated the Houston Rockets last night. Steph got 35, and he said a bad word. Going to get into that next.
National contest. It's pennies from heaven. Yeah. 100,000 pennies every hour. Win a grand. Thanks to, yeah, you guessed it, Penny. Your next chance to win 100,000 pennies is coming up at 5 p.m. The Penny Payoff. 7 till 7 weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. AT&T doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. AT&T, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. AT&T, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet on our gig speed network for $49.95 per month when you get two voice mobility lines.
Offer ends 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Two-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to two Comcast business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Grandpa, this is the newest personal transportation vehicle on the market, the 2017 Onward from Club Car.
What's so special about it?
You can customize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Mom says it's built for stability and peace of mind. And the lighting is highly visible, so people will see you coming.
Good thing. Okay, last question. Do the neighbors have one yet?
Learn more now at ladsonline.com. Lads, the authorized Club Car dealer.
The all-new 2017 Onward Golf Car from Club Car.
Kroger makes it easy to celebrate your grad in style. You'll find everything from party platters and cakes to gifts and gift cards. Stop by your neighborhood Kroger today.
Hey, y'all, the FedEx St. Jude Classic's the start of summer in Memphis. We'll see y'all June 4th through 10th at TPC Southwind. Everything is better with golf, y'all. Beer's better with golf. Partying is better with golf. Family's better with golf. Business meetings, better with golf. Check out the Island Club and Michelob Ultra Party Tent and see PGA Tour pros and back-to-back champion Daniel Berger. You'll find all that and more at the FedEx St. Jude Classic. Make the start of your summer better with golf at TPC Southwind. June 4th through the 10th. Get your tickets today at stjudeclassic.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show live.
The Gary Parish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is a former columnist for The Commercial Appeal. You got a job opening anywhere? Tweet him. He lost one of his jobs. No, he didn't. Yeah. He resigned one of his jobs. He'll be writing again soon. We'll talk about that.
He's not leaving 92.9, though. I keep getting these people. Like, I'm sad to see him go. I'm like, he's not leaving 92.9.
Who has said he's leaving 92.9?
Like, people on Twitter. They're like, that's sad. And then you have to explain, like, just be at the radio station.
You're going to have to learn, Brad, someday. You just, if people have been following to the extent that it's a story, the Jeff Calkins story.
Apparently it is.
And they think he's leaving 92.9. Oh. Like, they just might not be bright enough. You can't worry about it.
I need to let go.
Here's something I learned a while ago.
Help me out.
If you are going to spend your day, every day, explaining to not bright people the things they don't understand on social media.
Oh, good. I see where you're going with this.
You will just, that's your whole day. That's your whole day. I made a segment out of it, and then I got tired of the segment. But the reason, and
it didn't last long.
I just got tired of it. Yeah. But the reason I created a segment, because I was like, I get the dumbest questions every single day from people. That two things drive me crazy on social media. Dumb questions.
Yes.
And questions that if you just literally type the same thing you just typed me into Google, you could find out the answer.
Yeah.
Like, hey, GP, what channel is that game on tonight? How about, I am not Google.
Stop.
I'm not Google. I'm not sitting here playing Q&A with you. Hey,
you should do Google Radio. Just ask me questions.
Hey, GP, who's leading the NBA playoffs in scoring? You can Google that.
You can just be on your computer.
That doesn't sound like a tweet to GP. It sounds like something you should just Google yourself. Brad, you gotta toughen up over there.
I'll get tough. I'm going to toughen up.
Jeff Carr will be here in a little after 5 o'clock. Right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
So we had game three of the Western Conference Finals last night, and it was another blowout, this time in favor of Golden State, 126-85.
My goodness.
We had two games over the weekend. Yeah. One was a 30-point game. That was on Saturday, Cavs over Celtics. And then last night, a 41-point game.
Did they just concede the game at a certain point? I mean, that's what's happening.
I don't think they... Well, maybe the Rockets might have.
Yeah.
I would have, especially in the third quarter when Steph Curry got going. So Steph has been a topic of conversation in this series because he hasn't been good. And Steph, unlike any other superstar on the planet, this is always interesting, when he doesn't play well, people assume that he's hurt.
Yeah.
People go, oh, well, you know, he's not feeling well.
Something's wrong with that.
Yeah, he's like, he couldn't possibly just, like, not be shooting the ball well.
It can't just be an off-shooting night.
Yeah, Steph Curry never has bad nights. No. He has great nights, or he's not feeling well.
He's out.
And so that had been a topic of conversation. Steph would just keep going, I'm fine. Yeah. You know, I'm just, I'm not playing well right now.
Missed shots.
In the first two games of this series, he had averaged only 17.5 points, and he was just 2 of 13 from beyond the arc. In games one and game two, the two games were split between Houston and Golden State. That's how we got into a 1-1 situation heading into last night's game three. And so if you take into account the first half last night,
It wasn't good.
The first 10 quarters of the series, so we're talking about the first two games and the first half of last night, Steph Curry was 3 of 20 from three.
Yeah.
3 of 20.
That wasn't a good half.
And then he got going. He had 18 points in the third quarter, 12 of which came during a 14-3 run that pushed Golden State's lead to 80-56. And it was during that run that Steph Curry, sweet-faced Steph.
He yelled it into the crowd.
He said, this is my effing house. And it got caught because everything Steph does, there's always a camera on
him.
Always a camera on LeBron. And players like that, it was right there in HD, and you didn't even have to be a amateur lip reader to understand
he enunciated what he said.
This is my effing house. And so this became a big story because, honestly, if Kevin Durant says that, nobody blinks.
No.
If most players say that, nobody blinks. If I say that, nobody blinks. But Steph Curry is different in the sense that he doesn't carry around that reputation.
No.
Like, people think Steph Curry wakes up every morning, drinks milk, goes to bed every night after reading children's book to his kids, has another glass of milk.
Yeah.
Kisses his wife
on
the cheek.
He's a man of faith.
And puts his pajamas on and tucks himself in.
Sure.
And his reputation is is just like...
Pretty milk-toasty.
Is that he's the perfect guy.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy by all accounts.
Yeah.
But even he acknowledges, like, I'm not perfect. And so his mother actually, like, got on to him last night, like, hey, you can't be screaming, this is my effing house, into a television camera. Because this is true. ESPN did a poll last year asking 12 to 17-year-olds, so teenagers, basically, for their favorite athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph Curry won that by a significant margin.
My son's got his jersey.
So Steph Curry is not the best basketball player in the world. Mm-hmm. He is not the most famous athlete in this world, but he is the most popular athlete in this country and perhaps the world with 12 to 17-year-olds.
And the size, I think, may factor into that a little bit as well. You know, average, a slight of size.
I think that's certainly part of it. And so it's why I never ridicule people inside FedEx Forum when the Warriors are in town and you get all these kids who show up in Steph Curry jerseys. Because that's not unique to FedEx Forum. That happens in every arena in America. More so than it happens for LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Kids showing up to see Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah.
People might show up to see Kevin Durant or to see LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
But kids show up to see Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So he's incredibly popular with kids. And then there he is yelling, this is my effing house, like in the middle of a game. And he said, listen, I just get caught up in the moment. I blacked out. And then he went on to say this. He said, well, if the kids ever thought I was perfect, then they got the wrong message to begin with. I try to do the right things all the time, and I have an awareness of who I am and who I represent on the court. But in that moment, I fell a little short, and I have to try to be better next time. And so he, and this speaks to his popularity with young people, is asked to speak on cussing in a way that no other athlete would be asked to speak on that. Even Tom Brady, who has a similar sort of good boy reputation, even though he left his pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah, he did.
You
can't read lips through football helmets, though, so he's got an advantage there.
But Brady has been caught by a camera with his helmet off.
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't have to. It's not a story, really,
right.
Where it is with Steph. But, you know, he said, listen, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I fall a little short, and last night was one of those nights. Mm. But the larger point is the only reason he was that fired up is because he got going.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like Chef Curry. Again, 18 points in that third quarter.
Got the shake
12
going.
Of which came in a 14-3 run. And it looks like the Golden State Warriors are now on their way. I mean, I guess it's always looked like they're on their way. But with Steph operating at this level and Houston just getting absolutely humiliated, they're up 2-1. They've got home court advantage. It looks like they're on their way to their fourth straight NBA Finals.
Story number two.
So, Jordan Hicks. Are you fired up about Jordan Hicks?
I've mentioned it on the show to you, Gary. You don't listen to me, though. So, but yeah, I'm fired up.
I listen sometimes.
No, you don't.
Sometimes.
I mentioned his name several times, and you're like, who the hell is that?
No, man? I know who Jordan Hicks is.
All right.
So he was the 105th pick. Let me show you how much I know who Jordan Hicks is.
Yeah, you researched it already.
105th pick in the 2015
he show you now.
Major League Baseball draft. Comes straight out of high school.
Yeah.
He's like 6'2", 185. So he's not like this imposing figure. I mean, 6'2", 185, he's an imposing figure.
He's
according,
okay.
According to, relative to me.
Sure.
But he's not an imposing figure the way, say, Noah Syndergaard is an imposing figure.
Right.
6'2", 185.
Right.
Hasn't apparently grown at all since high school.
Mm-mm.
He was 6'2 in high school, 6'2 now. Was throwing, was sitting at around 93 in high school.
Yeah.
And now he's hitting 105. He's improved by about 12 miles per hour in the past 3 years without growing. Like, I don't even know if that's possible.
No, it's crazy.
Cheating.
No.
And I'm not implying he's cheating, but my God. So he hits 105 yesterday.
Yeah.
105.1 is the fastest number ever recorded in the way that they record pitches these days.
Yeah.
And you can't definitively say it's the fastest pitch ever thrown because we didn't have a gun. And we didn't have this kind of sophistication on Nolan Ryan once upon a time. Perhaps Nolan Ryan was clocking it at 105 as well. But in the way...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.